gentlemen, welcome to The Sigh Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Sigh.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of the Sigh Effect radio show today. I have Remedy. She's an amazing female singer, songwriter. She's based out of Miami, Florida, and she's been active participant in Miami's local music scene for some time, and most notable for performing with the South Florida Musical Collective, known as the Anti-Robot Society. She's not only a soulful singer and dynamic performer, but she's also a seasoned songwriter and vocal arranger. Remedy is a member of the Performance Rights Society, BMI, and is also a member of Betty Wright's songwriters camp called the MOST. She's been writing and performing music for most of her life and has recently been heard on rapper Slim Thug song Movie from his album, The Thug Show. Before we speak to Remedy, I want to play one of my favorite songs off her album called Stone Cold, and this song is called Open My Heart. This is Remedy.
Thank you.
That was Remedy, Open My Heart, off the Stone Cold album.
Thank you again for coming to the show. And
thank you. You're very welcome. And like I said, I opened up the show with your song, Open Up My Heart. It's one of my favorite songs off that album. It's beautiful. Can you tell us how did you come up with the title of the album, and what were the writing process of Open Up My Heart?
Okay. Well, the album, first of all, you know, I have a song on the album called Stone Cold already.
Mm-hmm.
So myself and producer Moonshine Brown, who I've been working with, as we created the album just became known to be Stone Cold because the storyline, it's a concept album, and the storyline is really about a girl who goes from being such a, you know, lovable person, and then she ends up getting her heart broken, and then, you know, she never wants to love again, and, you know, she's just so heartbroken, so that's, you know, eventually she finds love again, and she learns how to love, but just overall, you know, she was stone cold. So that's where the name of the album came from. And in regards to Open My Heart, I think I was in a vulnerable place when I wrote that song. I think at the time I might have been in a vulnerable place. And when I heard the music, when Moonshine played that song to me, just by the way, shout out to Moonshine Brown because he actually produced this entire album. But when he presented the song to me, that's just what I heard. When I heard the music, just that's what the music told me. So I just kind of went with it and wrote what I felt.
Well, you guys did a great job. Again, shout out to Moonshine Brown for producing this high album. This album is so relatable to so many people, and of course, mostly women. And that's the part I loved the most about the album. It took you from one emotion to the next emotion, and it was just like relatable. And I'm like, wow, that, you know, that's why I fell in love with it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's
definitely
what we wanted. That was the goal, you know, for people to actually be able to relate to the album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just you know, a bunch of songs. I wanted you to actually feel it and have gone through it, or at least related to it, or know somebody who went through it, you know?
Right, right.
That's the goal.
How did you come up with your name, Remedy, R-I-M-I-D-I?
Oh, my God. Somebody gave me this name, and it's so bad because I don't remember. I wish I could credit the but it was given to me, and it's so corny, but they were like, you know, you're the Remedy to music, you know, your name should be Remedy. And I was like, really? And I don't know, ever since then, I was like, okay, because I was going through all these different changes of names when I first started out, and then just eventually it just, you know, I thought Remedy really did fit me, and it just stuck, and it's been my name for the longest.
Well, I love it, and I do believe that you are definitely a remedy to music. I mean, the music that is out right now, and I'm not directing this to everybody that's getting airplay right now. There's a lot of trash on airwaves, you know, and you're cleansing that, and I thank you. Thank you for cleansing that trash.
Thanks for saying that. That's really good. That's the purpose, Remedy. Hey.
Yes, that is the remedy. You are the remedy. Now, you had a chance to work with Slim Thug. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I have to credit that to Midas, producer Midas Golden Child with Golden Child Productions. He actually put that together for me. He was shopping something we did like a year prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded that. I forgot all about the track, you know. It was,
yeah,
you know, a year prior to that, but they were still shopping it. And Midas' manager actually played it for Slim Thug's, I guess, you know, people. And they loved it, and Slim Thug loved it. And he wanted, you know, he wanted the music. He wanted the song. And it was just, you know, it was just a hook that I laid down on it. And they were actually, from what I understand, they were trying to get Erykah Badu on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, I'm also a songwriter. I'm also, you know, I don't just sing, but I also write. So for me, it was just a matter of, oh, my God, thank you so much. You want my son? Great. You know, and then when they were like, E-by-D, I'm like, great. You know, that's even greater. And then I don't know what happened, but they, I guess it didn't go through. And then they just was like, you know, we like you, though, so we're going to keep you.
Nice.
And I was like, this is freaking dope. That's even better.
Heck
so
yeah.
God is good. So I'm like, yeah, thank you. So that's how that whole situation turned out. And he's cool people. He's really nice. So it was a good situation for me.
Great. Now, I also may note that you are part of Betty Wright's songwriting team. How did that come to be? That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Okay, shout out to Betty Wright.
Yes. Shout out to Miss Wright.
Her daughter, which is one of my close friends, I love her to death. Her name is Tracy Lee, and she's also an artist. And Tracy, me and her met when I was attending FAMU. And I actually met Tracy through a friend of mine named Rachel. And I don't know, me and Patrice, actually, we just really clicked. And I don't know, like, it wasn't like it immediately happened where I just, you know, okay, we're friends. And now I'm in, you know, even though me and her, we were writing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, somehow I ended up getting, you know, from just being around Tracy, I ended up becoming really cool. Or let's just say Ms. B recognized my talent.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was asked to be, I can't remember if Ms. B asked me to come or if Tracy asked me to attend the first one, but ever since then, I've been a member. And
wow.
It just kind of, it was history from there.
Question about the next song that we're going to play. Like you said, your album pretty much takes you on an emotional, you know, spin of things when you're, you know, going through a bad relationship, you're getting in, you're going out of a relationship. Tell us about Grudges.
Grudges, you know what? Moonshine Brown, he wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote the song for me because of something I was just going through at that particular time. And and let me just say, Stone Cold in itself is really, it's all reality. It's nothing fake about it. It was something that I went through, you know what I'm saying, in order to love the way that I love and you know, be able to love the person that is I'm going to be blessed with, you know.
Right.
So it was a process, but I was going through something, and I actually talked to him about it, and we just had a normal conversation, and our next session that we had, he was like, well, listen, he let me hear the song, and the funny thing is, when I first got it, I didn't really like it, I didn't like it until, like, you know, when I really, like, was taking in the words, and I was like, oh, my God, like, yeah. This is really what happened to me, you know. So, but Grudges, basically, it just kind of talks about, you know, a girl who she's ready to love the guy, you know, and you know they're in this, you know, this love thing that they got going on, and it's like, you know, he did something really bad and he hurt her, and she's trying to get past that so that she can love him, you know. So
yeah,
she's accepting herself up to him, but. I like that song. It's really cool. That's one of my favorites. That's a funny thing.
All right. With that said, we're going to go into Remedy's Grudges off the album Stone Cold.
You tell me you love me. I can hear, but your words don't mean a thing. Be crazy, but I just can't take the fall. Lately
I love that song. You sung that song with so much passion, and I felt a mix of Billie Holiday, Erykah Badu, you know, all those soulful singers while listening to this song.
Oh, that's good. Really good. That's really good.
Oh, God, I love it.
That's a real good name to throw out there. I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I listened to your entire album, and I just felt, because it was real, you know, I knew it was real because you had told me prior to our having this conversation that the album was real. You know, we're on Facebook and Twitter. And I just felt that realness, that Billie Holiday truth. And especially within all the lyrics. That's what I love the most. I'm a lyric person, and your lyrics was like on point.
Thank you.
Now, share something with us that no one knows about you.
I know. I don't like to talk on the phone, but no, let me say that back. Everybody knows that. It's funny. I'm not a phone person. I'm a very sociable in person type of, like, I don't really like to sit on the phone. It's not my thing unless, like, you know, obviously for like an interview or somebody like really
right.
talking to me. That's
yeah.
it. But I don't find it urgent to talk to the phone. It's kind of like that's one. It's really bad. I'm trying to work on it. I'm really trying. It gets worse.
Okay.
The older I get, the worse it gets.
You're not alone.
Because of, you know, the whole social media networks and
right.
all that. And that's it's a bad thing, you know. So I try to tell myself, you know, at least once a week to call one of, you know, a few of my friends. I give them different days, like, you know, Monday I call. But other than that, it's really bad. I think it's bad because it's messed up the way that we communicate with our friends, and it shouldn't be like that. You know, family.
It is. It is. But at least you're making an effort. You get an A for effort.
A for effort, please. Give me an A for
yes.
effort. I can't say that I really earned the A, but it's good to know that I could still get one.
You got it. Now, describe your music in two words.
Alternative soul.
Ah, nice. I agree. Now, what are your plans within the next year or so? I know the album is out. The album was recently released. Are you planning on going on any local tours or tours out of the state, country?
To be honest, I would like to go out of the country, and I am going to go out of the country. You know, you have to claim it and speak it into existence, so I will be going out of the country. I was talking to my manager, Gino. Shout out to Gino with Power Blast. And he's full aware, and he's ready. Like, he knows that I want to take it out of the country. And I'm definitely going to be putting out another album within the year. Within a year's period, a year's time, 365 days, I may have two projects released from now until a year from now. So that is definitely in the works, but I definitely, within the year, by this time next year, I would like to be on tour out of the country. I do want to do some places here in the United States, but I definitely want to go out of the country and hit up a lot of, you know, Europe and Asia and, you know, different places. I really do, really, really do.
Who would you like to open up for? If you had one person that you can open up for, who would that person be?
Wow. She just popped up in my head, so I'm going to say her, Janelle Monáe, because I love her.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, so I think I would say Janelle Monáe.
And your music is similar, too, so that would be a perfect blend. So we're going to put that out in the universe, girl.
Yeah, put it out. With CeeLo Green, too. Put it out.
Yes. That would be hot. That would be crazy.
I think so. I really do. Yes, they define artistry. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what to be an artist, not to just pick up a microphone and be like, oh, I can sing. No, like, being an artist to me is so much more.
Yeah.
So much more.
And I commend you for stepping outside the box and for not sounding like everyone else. That's what's going to make you stand out, and that's what makes your music even more special.
And you know what I think, though? I think that it's not that I try. It's just, you know, I have to give thanks to all the people who came before me who are extremely talented because, you know, I listened to a lot of them and mimicked them, you know, as I was growing up, like Lauryn Hill and, you know, oh, my gosh, Sade, Anita Baker. It's a lot of people, you know.
Yeah.
So, Scott D'Angelo, all these different people, I would mimic what they did until I got it. So listening to them and studying them is what created my sound.
Created you. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, eventually it kind of went off into its own tangent and doing its own self as I got more into my own self. So, you know, it's not like I try to be different. It's just this is who I am.
Right.
And as I got more, and, you know, I'm going to get better and better, you know, as I get more into myself as an artist and really start to, you know, reach where I'm supposed to be, it's just going to get better, and I'm just going to be more outside of the box, I'm sure, because that's what I do. I challenge myself.
Well, we are definitely looking forward to it, because if you're going to get better, it's going to be awesome, because you're great right now. You're the bomb right now. We have 2 or 3 minutes left. I want you to give out your shout-outs to everybody in your camp.
Oh, well, he's not in my camp, but my best friend, I guess he's in my personal camp. He's sitting right next to me, Noah Jones.
Okay.
He's an awesome photographer. Well, he's a visual artist. He does everything, the work, film, photography, everything you can think of in that, painting, everything. So I want to shout him out since he's right here and he's holding me down. I also want to give a shout-out to Moonshine Brown for helping me put together this masterpiece and, like, you know, taking my thoughts and making them into a creation and, you know, just giving me the sound that I had been looking for such a long time.
Right.
Because people were giving me music, but they was not giving me that. Like, I knew what I wanted, and it was not being delivered to me, and he brought that to me. So I got to thank him for that. And, you know, I want to thank my manager, Gino Black, because this man is working. He's working. So I got to say thank you to him and just, you know, to everybody who support my music. I really appreciate it. I love it. I thank you so much, and I just ask that you just continue to, you know, support me. And if you're not a fan, please become one.
Absolutely. I am a fan. Oh, I'm a fan forever.
My daughter, sorry.
Oh, yes, you can't forget the babies. You can't forget the babies.
My mom and my daughter.
Now, are you on Twitter? Give out your Twitter information,
yes.
Facebook.
I'm on Twitter. You know, I like to say I'm Googleable. I like that. I'm sorry. That's real cocky, but I like to say I'm Googleable. But, no, that's like for me, that's an accomplishment to become Googleable.
Okay, everybody. Google Remedy, R-I-M-I-D-I. She's all over the internet. She's easy to find. You can find her music. I'm also going to put her music on the page of the site and on Blog Talk Radio. So I'll put the link for how to connect with her as well and where you can go to download her music. So, Remedy, I want to thank you. Thank you for coming on the Side Effect. You are welcome when that next album drops. Don't forget your girl. Come back on. And
thank you
bring...
for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you all for tuning in to the Side Effect Radio Show. You can catch me here each and every week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Side Effect. Until next week, continue to spread peace and love.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you for joining in. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, check us out next time for more fun and more laughs on The Side.